Andre, Lacey, Buffy, Rasha, Sunrise, Purple, Pike, Gaga, Gorka, Menende, Nico, Lorisa, Sislava, Afuklene, Bakura, Sislava, Kiguru, Chibrando,
Yeah. Santi Sadhuma, this is all Krishna and inclusion in Krishna, Sinu Vasudeva.
Prabhupada, there are three kinds of transcendentalists trying to overcome the influence of the lowest material nature, the jnanis, yogis, and bhaktas. All of them attempt to overcome the influence of the senses, which is compared to the incessant waves of a river. The waves of a river flow incessantly, and it's very difficult to stop them. Similarly, the waves of desire for material enjoyment are so strong that they cannot be stopped by any process other than bhakti yoga. The bhaktas, by their transcendental devotional service unto the lotus feet of the Lord, become so overwhelmed with transcendental bliss that automatically their desires for material enjoyment stop. The jnanis and yogis who are not attached to the lotus feet of the Lord simply struggle against the waves of desire. They are described in this verse as rikta mataya, which means devoid of devotional service. In other words, the jnanis and yogis, although trying to be free from the desires of material activities, actually become more and more entangled in false philosophical speculation or strenuous attempts to stop the activities of the senses. As previously stated, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Priyojitaha Jana Yatyai Shubhairanyam Yanam Chadhara Haikita.
Smisla. Postoje tri vrste transcendentalista koji pokušavaju nadići budice guna materijalne prirode. Jani, jogi i bhakti. Svi oni pokušavaju nadići utjecaj posjetila koji se uspoređuje sa neprekidnim valovima rijeke. Valovi rijeke neprestano teku i jako ih je teško zaustaviti. Slično tome, valovi želja za materijalnim uživanjem su toliko snažni da se ne mogu zaustaviti nijednom procesom osim bhakti yoga. Bhakte, zahvaljujući svom transcendentalnom predelu služenju gospodinu Glodosovih stopala, postoje toliko preplavljeni transcendentalnim blaženstvom da samim tim njihove želje za materijalno uživanje iščezavaju. Jani jogi koji nisu pruženi gospodinovim lotusovim stopalima jednostavno se bore sa valovima želja. Oni su opisani u ovom stihu kao rikta mata ja, što znači lišeni predelom služenja. Drugim riječima, mada pokušavaju osloboditi želje za materijalnim djelatnostima, jani jogi se stvari sve više i više zapuću u lažnu filozofsku spekulaciju i naporne pokuše da zaustave djelatnosti svjetla, kao što je prethodno rečeno.
Here also the same point is stressed. Bhaja Vasudeva indicates that one who is engaged in the loving service of Krishna, the son of Vasudeva, can very easily stop the ways of desires. As long as one continues to try to artificially stop the ways of desires, he will certainly be defeated. This is indicated in this verse. Desires for fruit activities are strongly rooted, but the tree of desire can be uprooted completely by devotional service, because devotional service employs superior desire. One can give up inferior desires, one engages in superior desires. Trying to stop desires is impossible. One has to desire the Supreme in order not to be entangled in inferior desires. Jnanis maintain a desire to become one with the Supreme, but such desire is also considered to become lust. Similarly, the yogi's desire is the power, and that is also calm. And the bhakti is not being desirous of any sort of material enjoyment become purified. There is no artificial attempt to stop desire. Desire becomes the source of spiritual enjoyment under the protection of the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord. It is stated here by the Kumaras that the lotus feet of Lord Krishna are the ultimate reservoir of all pleasure. One should therefore take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord instead of trying unsuccessfully to stop desires from material enjoyment. As long as one is unable to stop the desire for material enjoyment, there is no possibility of becoming liberated from the entanglement of material existence. It may be argued that the waves of a river are incessantly flowing, so they cannot be stopped. The waves of the river flow toward the sea. When the tide comes over the river, it overwhelms the flowing of the river, and the river itself becomes overflooded. And the waves in the sea become more prominent than the waves from the river. Similarly, devotees and intelligent consciousness that stagnant material desires become overflooded by desire to serve the Lord. As confirmed by Yamunacharya, since he has been engaged in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord, there is always a current of newer and newer desires flowing to serve the Lord, so much so that the stagnant desire of sex life becomes very insignificant. Yamunacharya even says that he spits on such desires. Bhagavad Gita 2.59 also confirms the conclusion is that by developing loving desire for the service of the lotus feet of the Lord, we subdue all material desires for sense gratification.
Ovdje se također naglašava ista stvar. Bhađa Vasudevam ukazuje da onaj ko se sa ljubavlju zaokupne služenje Krišne, sina Vasudeva, može lako zaustaviti valove želje. Sve dok osoba pokušava na ovaj način zaustaviti valove želje, sigurno će biti neuspješna. Na to je ukazano u ovom stihu. Želje za plodonosnim djelatnostima su duboko ukorijenjene, ali predanim služenjem drveća želja se može u potpunosti iskorijeniti, jer predano služenje pobuđuje višu želju. Osoba može napustiti niže želje kad se zaokupi višim željima. Nemoguće je pokušavati zaustaviti želje. Da se ne bi zapalili niže želje, moramo želiti svječnije. Djani podržavaju želje da se sjedine sa svečnim, ali takva želja se također smatra kama, požudom. Slično tome, jogi žele mistične moći i to je također kama. A bhakte, budući da ne žele nikakvo materijalno uživanje, postoje pročišćenje. Nema umjetnog pokušaja da se želje zaustave. Želje postaje izvor duhovnog uživanja pod zaštitom stopala gospodinu Bogusom stopala. Ovdje Kumara izjavljuju da su lotusova stopala gospodina Krišne krajnja riznica sveg zadovoljstva. Osoba zato treba uzeti utočište gospodina i lotusovih stopala, umjesto da neuspješno pokušava zaustaviti želje za materijalno uživanje. Sve dok nije sposobno zaustaviti želje za materijalno uživanje, ne može se osloboditi od zapletenosti materijalnog postojanja. Neko može primijetiti da valove rijeke neprestano teku, da se ne mogu zaustaviti. Ali valove rijeke teku prema moru. Kada nadođe prima, rijeka biva preplavljena, a valovi mora postoje veći od valova rijeke. Slično tome, bhakta svojim inteligencijom planira toliko mnogo stvari za služenje gospodina u svjesnosti Krišne, da je ustajale materne želje bivaju preplavljene željom za služenje gospodina. Kao što je potvrdio i Yamuna Acharya, otkako je za ukupnim služenim gospodinom plodosovi stopala, struja novih i novih želja uvijek teče prema služenju gospodina. U tolikoj mjeri, da ustala želja za seksom postaje bezličena. Yamuna Acharya čak kaže da pljuje na takve žene. Bhagavad Gita 2.59 također potvrđuje Param Drishta Nivarta Te. Zaključak je da razvijenim želje za služenje gospodinih lotusovih stopala s ljubavom možemo savladati sve materne žele za ostalo uživanje.
Yatara pankaja palasa vilasya bhaktya tamashayam graidam utvartayam dishan sanda tavanarita madhyojate obhiruda shudhokanas tamarinam bhadavasudevam. The devotees were always engaged in the service of the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord and very easily overcome hard-knotted desires for fruit activities. Because this is very difficult, the non-devotees, the gyanis and yogis, though trying to stop the ways of sense gratification, cannot do so. Therefore, you are advised to engage in the devotional service of Krishna, the son of Vasudeva.
Bhakte, koji su uvijek zaokupljeni služenjem palaca gospodinih lotusovih stopala, mogu lako nadići želje za podanostnim djelatnostima koje su poput čvrstog čvora. Budući da je, vrlo teško, a bhakte, gyani i yogi, mada pokušavaju zaustaviti valove ostalog uživanja, ne mogu to učiniti. Zato ti savjetujemo da se zaokupiš predanim služenim Krišne, sina Vasudeva.
Namo Vishnu Graya Krishna Prasaya Budaya Kimati Bhakti Virata Swami Kanamne Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravan Gurtarne Nirvishesha Shunivadi Vasudevaya Shatara. Nice to see so many devotees.
Lijepo je vidjeti toliko puno bhakta.
Not only so many devotees, but so many deities.
Ne samo toliko puno bhakta, nego toliko puno božanstva.
Every day that the number of devotees increases, so do the deities.
Svaki dan kako se povećava broj bhakta, povećava se i broj božanstva.
It's interesting to see how many types of ecstasy Gaurani Thai can exhibit. The only person who can be so ecstatic in so many different ways all at one time. So here, well, yesterday, Tendamali Maharaj suggested I read for I. Choose the verse, Yan Mani Kunadi Griha Medi Sukham Hi Tu Sham. Oh, okay. Either one. So by Krishna's arrangement, we got a similar verse in the fourth canto. But here it mentions that we should become ecstatic. Generally, the devotees, we don't know we're supposed to be ecstatic. We think we're supposed to fight against our mind. Just like chanting 16 rounds. Sometimes the devotees think it's like a boxing match. They have boxing here in Croatia.
They have boxing in Croatia.
16 rounds of the holy name. So the first round, ding. We go out there with the DJ. And the first round, the mode of ignorance knocks us out. Hare Krishna. Knocked out in the first round. Round two. And we make it to the second round. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And we get passion in the second round. Hare Krishna. And we forget about the holy name. So there are many different types of japa we chant. But here it says that we should chant happily. Sometimes we think we're supposed to follow the mind wherever the mind goes. Or we're supposed to draw the mind back all the time, like in yoga. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, and then... Ram, 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 Ram. Ram, Ram. So we think it's a big battle. My mind's going here, and my feedback is going here, and my rounds are going there. So this kind of fight against the mind is not recommended. Instead, we have to get a higher taste. And the process of yoga, Krishna said, Shinari Shinaru Paramed, Buddha Dhritya Grihidaya, Atma Samstamana Kritva, Na Kinshit Api Chintaya. Gradually, step by step, with full conviction.
Krishna kaže u procesu yoge, postupno, korak po korak, sa punim poverenjem.
One can control the mind by intelligence, sustained with conviction.
Osoba može kontrolirati um inteligencijom koja je potpuno uvjerena.
And thus the mind should be fixed on the self alone and should think of nothing else.
I tako um treba biti fokusiran samo na jasno i ne treba misliti ni na što drugo.
Yato yato nishalati na kanchlam astira tatastato niyamnayaka atmanyeva vishamaya. Wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering unsteady nature,
one should
withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self.
This is a
very difficult process. Because it says that there our desires are just like waves. If you're in a river of very strong waves, it is very difficult to swim against the waves. After trying to swim against the waves, after some time we get tired. And then we just flow with waves. Wherever the waves go. So that's not very good. Either to fight against the waves, or if you give up and just go with the flow. Especially in Kali Yuga, the flow is going towards hell. You start passing by a few Yamadutas, 10 kilometers to Naraka Loka. 10 kilometers to Naraka Loka.
10 kilometers to Naraka Loka.
That will not be very good. Instead, if we learn how to chant with the holy name, if we actually have faith that Krishna and his name are non-different, then what does it matter where our mind is going? Our mind is obviously going to go to so many different crazy places. Due to our past, we've been in so many crazy situations. We've acted so many lifetimes in the bodily concept of life. And even in this lifetime, we're still the bodily concept of life to some degree. So what does it matter what our mind is going to think about? Obviously, it's going to think about something material. When I was a new devotee, which is not that long ago, eternal time, but somehow or another, when I joined the movement, I had the ability to remember things. The first day we got the first Bhagavad Gita, a little blue Bhagavad Gita. So in 2 days I read the Bhagavad Gita, and I had a lot of it memorized. So I thought, oh, this is very nice. Because if I chant japa, well, I'll have something to think about. And then we got the Krishna book around 1970. So I thought, this is even better. When I chant japa, I can just think of Krishna's pastimes
now. Мантрам размишлять о Кришні завтра.
So I thought, well, I'm really advanced. I always thought I was really advanced. Luckily, Prabhupada didn't think I was so advanced. So I used to write Prabhupada letters and he'd give me the answers, and then I'd find out I wasn't as advanced as I thought I was.
Ja sam znao pisati pismo što Prabhupada, onda bi mi on odgovorio i tamo bih realizirao da nisam baš tako napredan.
One time I wrote to Srila Prabhupada, I said, how does Baba turn into Prema? Because I had moved into the temple a month ago, and I thought, well, it's taking me a month to get to Baba, I wonder how long it's taking me to get to Prema.
Budući da sam došao u hram prije mjesec dana, sad bi možda zanimljiva tema kako iz bave doći do Brenda.
So Prabhupada's answer to me was, don't worry about it. If we have our book coming out called The Nectar of Devotion, and it'll explain all about that. There's no need for you to concern yourself over such vast topics at the present time. And one time I wrote to Srila Prabhupada, I said, but I'm chanting japa, Srila Prabhupada, could I think of Krishna's pastimes? Because I used to ask the different devotees. Because I, at that time I was living in a temple, there was only three of us. There wasn't a whole lot of devotees to ask.
Kad sam živio u hramu, bilo se samo trojica, tako da nije bilo baš puno bhakta za
pitanje. There is Vishnudan Maharaj, his servant, Srinath, and myself.
Vishnudan Maharaj, Srinath, ja.
So I asked Vishnudan Maharaj, do you think it's all right if I think of Krishna's pastimes when I'm chanting?
Onda sam pitao Vishnudan Maharaja, da li je to red da mislim o Krishna zavolom od mantra?
So he said, yeah, that's better than thinking of other things.
Onda on rekao, da, pa to je bolje da misliš o drugim stvarima.
Well, that's all right. Then I wrote to Srila Prabhupada, he said, no. He said, don't think of Krishna's pastimes. He said, just chant and listen. And if Krishna's pastimes come spontaneously, that's very nice. Not that we're trying to artificially remember them. In other words, our real concentration while we're chanting should be that we're chanting very nicely. In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, there's a discussion between the residents of Janaloka, who the Kumaras, not the Kumaras, yes, the Kumaras actually. And the different sages who are on that planet, the rishis that are appearing in the 11th canto, whether Shravanam is superior to Kirtanam.
I tema je da li je Shravanam superiorno i Kirtanam.
Or the relationship with Dhyana or Smarana.
I relacija, odnosno odnos između Dhyana i Smarana.
And our acharya is, although we can find, for instance, Shravanam is the basic principle.
Iako možemo pronaći da je Shravanam osnovni princip.
Because without Shravanam we can't learn about Kirtanam or Smarana.
Bez Shravanam ili slušanja ne možemo naučiti o Kirtanom i Smaranom, odnosno o slavljenju i sjećanju.
So, Shravanam has a lot to do with paying attention.
Tako da Shravanam ima jako puno sa
I'm sorry.
Pažnjom.
Yeah, Shravanam.
Vezi sa pažnjom.
So we have to first learn to pay attention.
So mi trebamo prvo naučiti biti pažnjom.
To the actual knowledge.
Pažnjom je opsorbirano znanje.
And what is that knowledge? We should pay attention how to do Kirtanam.
Koje je to znanje, mi bismo trebali jako pažno biti oko toga kako slaviti Gospoda.
If we learn how to do Kirtanam, then automatically our Shravanam and our Smaranam will increase.
Ako naučimo kako raditi Kirtanam, slaviti Gospoda, onda će se povećati naše slušanje i sjećanje.
No one wants to simply remain trying to hear, trying to hear, trying to hear.
Nitko ne želi ostati na nivou da samo sluša, sluša, sluša.
Or we learn how to hear, or we learn how to, by hearing we learn how to chant.
Ili kroz slušanje naučimo kako mantrati.
And by learning how to chant, then we learn how to automatically remembrance will be there.
I kad naučimo kako mantrati, odnosno slaviti Gospoda, onda će tu odmah biti sjećan.
But if we skip Shravanam, and we skip Kirtanam, and we jump into Smaranam, we won't be very successful.
Ako izbjegamo Shravanam, Kirtanam, i onda skočimo odmah na Smaranam, jer sjećanje nećemo biti uspješni.
Just like there is a famous example of someone who skipped into Smarna. Does anyone know the famous example in our Krishna book of someone who just skipped into Smarna? Vishnu Smarna? No, Prahlad Maharaj didn't skip to Smaran. He was glorifying Krishna in his classroom. He was engaged in kirtan. But there's one very famous person. Kamsa, yes. There's no record of Kamsa studying the Bhagavatam. Or the Bhagavad Gita. Nor was he engaged in kirtan. I don't think he chanted even one round of japa in his life. And yet he was engaged constantly in Vishnu Smarana. So that was not very productive. He was so much absorbed in Smarana that one time his two wives, I forget their names,
Kuti and Prashuti,
they came to see him. And as soon as he saw them, immediately he saw Krishna and Balaram. And he took out his sword.
He said, "There's so much."
Said, "Krishna and Balaram, you're dead." He said,
"Krishna and Balaram, you're dead."
They said, "Wait, Kams. We're not Krishna and Balaram, we're your wives. You're having a difficult time right now. Calm down." "Did you take your medicine?" "What's that?"
"Did you do your yoga?"
"Yes." In any case, he was advanced in Smarana. But without the proper kirtan and hearing shravanam, it's very superficial. Although Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book, the art of Krishna consciousness is the art of paying attention. The art of Krishna consciousness is the art of giving one's attention. Paying one's attention, then giving one's love to Krishna. Focusing one's attention, and then giving one's love to
Krishna.
So we focus our attention in hearing the proper instructions. How to give our love to Krishna? Through the process of kirtan, then automatically we'll come to the platform of smarana with love for Krishna. So this is explained in this verse and practically in all the Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita. The stage is set. That stage we should always be setting before we do any activity. Actually, we're all actors. And this world is a dramatic performance. There is one famous author who said that. But I'm sure he got it from the Bhagavatam. He said the whole world is a stage and everyone is an actor.
So
we have our entrances and our exits. So Krishna also says that. That we're all instruments. And it's all a great stage and dramatic performance. Either we're blank, and in Krishna book it says the same thing.
Isto kažu Krishna za sve zadovoljstvo.
That the whole world is full of Krishna singing.
Da cijeli svijet je pjevao Krishna.
And everyone's understanding in a different way.
I svako ga shvaća na različiti način.
That everyone is dancing with Krishna.
I svi plešu s Krishna.
Those who are dancing, trying to imitate Krishna, they're dancing with his Maya.
Oni koji plešu i pokušavaju oponašati Krishna, oni plešu sa Maya.
And those who are dancing in the service to Krishna as his instrument, they're dancing in the rasa dance.
A oni koji plešu kao službu za Krishna, kao njegove instrumente, oni plešu u rasa plesu.
So shravanam means to learn how to dance with Krishna.
Shravanam znači naučiti kako plesati s Krishna.
And kirtan means to dance with Krishna.
A kirtan znači plesati s Krishna.
And the Harinam Sankirtan. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing with the Panchatattva, which includes his devotees. That's also the rasa dance.
Slavanje kroz kirtan i plesanje gdje Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pleše sa Panchatattvom i sa svojim bhaktama, to je također rasa ples.
And the center of our rasa dance, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahyanya. It is Radha Krishna.
I centar našeg plesa je Sri Krishna Chaitanya, učenje Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahyanya. Radha Krishna.
But in the most merciful form,
ali u najmilostivijem obliku,
even the goddess of fortune tried to enter into the rasa dance.
Čak i Božica sreće pokušala ući u rasa ples.
But they wouldn't let her in.
Ali joj ne dozvoljavaju ulaz.
Because she didn't have the proper mood and the proper spiritual body.
Jer nije imala pravo raspoloženje i pravo duhovno tijelo.
What to speak of us?
A što bi govorimo o nama?
Could you imagine trying to get into the rasa dance where they're in Vrindavan?
Zamislite da pokušate ući u rasa plesu u Vrindavan.
We're just about to try to break into the dance.
Upravo smo pokušali upast u ples.
And we see the goddess of fortune walking with her head down. Couldn't get in.
I onda vidimo Božica sreća na odlasku i kaže, pa nisam uspjela učiti.
So what to speak of us?
A što da kažemo nama?
Lord Shiva, well, he'd give us a hard time.
Gospodin Shiva, njemu isto bilo teško.
So how do you get into the rasa dance?
Kako ući u rasa ples?
Well, the rasa dance has come to us.
Rasa ples dolazi k nama.
By Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, what can be more merciful?
Kroz Sankta pokon Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, što može biti milostivije?
Therefore, as Rupa Goswami said, Mahavidanaya, he is the most merciful of all the incarnations.
Zato što Rupa Goswami kaže da je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu najmilostiviji od svih inkarnacija.
But we have to take advantage of it.
Ali trebamo uzeti dobro.
And part of that is just faith that we can very easily, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, get Krishna's association.
Dio toga je i vjera da milošću gospodina Chaitanya Mahaprabhu možemo dobiti njegovu društvo.
By engaging this Sankirtan movement.
Uključujući se u Sankirtan pokret.
Therefore our movement emphasizes Kirtan.
Zato naš pokret naglašava Kirtan.
So to chant nicely. No matter where the mind's going, don't worry about the mind, just chant nicely.
Zato trebamo finu mantru bez obzira gdje nam um leti.
Don't listen to the mind, listen to how we're chanting.
Nemojte slušati um, nego kako mantra.
And don't become discouraged if we're not chanting so nicely.
I nemojte postati obeshrabreni ako mi mantra tako fino.
You know, sometimes our attitude is, oh, say where it's late at night, it's 9 o'clock at night and I have 8 rounds left.
Recimo, ponekad smo obeshrabreni onda 9 sati na večer, još imamo 8 krugova.
And we look at our counter views.
I onda pogledamo naš brojač krugova.
We think, I hate you. You're torturing me.
Mučiš me.
I was all right before I joined this movement.
Bio sam dobro prije nego što sam se pridružio ovom pokretu.
All right. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, all right. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So obviously we don't have the right attitude.
What you learn in the name of Brian?
Or our attitude could be improved. So we have to hear how we're chanting.
So the plan was slušati kako mantra.
At least that much. Otherwise we'll go Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Rama, Rama, Snake, Snake, Rama, Devi, Devi, Rama, 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 Devi, Krishna, Rama, Rama, Rama. Hey Ram, hey Ram, Ram Ram, hey Ram Ram. Hey Krishna, 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 hey Ram, hey Ram, Ram Ram, hey Krishna, 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 Ram, hey Ram, Ram Ram. Hey Krishna, Ram Ram, hey Ram Ram, hey 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 So we have to listen at least, even if we don't like the way we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Ram. Then we'll at least we'll try and improve. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hey! That'll lead to some improvement, even if it's mechanical. Then we become aware that we can actually, we're in control, we can take control of our situation. Rather than go along with our mind, wherever the mind is going, wherever our mood is, at least take control of the situation. And chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Take control of the tongue.
Trebamo kontrolirati um, ovaj jezik.
Take control of the lips.
Usta.
And chant clearly.
I jasno mantrati.
Even if it's mechanically at first.
Čak ako to u početku malo mehanično.
Then the Dhammi Buddhi Ogantam, Krishna can give us more
intelligence.
Because after all, even if we chant mechanically, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, after a while we get bored. And there are so many thoughts coming to our mind. It's late. You're tired. You're hungry. You can do your rounds tomorrow. So many things may come to our mind. I wonder what's on television. I forgot to write that down. Where is my pen? I left my pen in the temple. It's a good pen. I'm sitting here, I might lose it. So many thoughts may come to our mind. Because if it's a really good pen, we should go to the temple and get
it.
But then we have to improve our chanting. Otherwise, the thoughts will overwhelm us. So we have to, and chanting improving means we have to chant happily. Even in the face of all these thoughts. Even the thoughts may be valid. You know, I left the gas on and the temple is about to explode. No, forget it, I got
chamber.
Let it explode and I'm going to go I'm going back
to Canada.
No, we have, if there's something valid, at least we should have a piece of paper.
Ako ima nešto, ima nešto što stvarno važno od vera, ima papir i polovu da zapiše.
Turn off the gas in the temple after you check your route.
Ti gasite plin u hramu, neko što završi.
Something has to be there so that we think that are really important that come to our mind, we know the doubt. Otherwise, we'll worry about forgetting it. And things that are unnecessary, if they're really necessary, we'll probably remember it later. Then we have to, realizing that we have to channel the attention, but the only way of really chanting with real attention is to chant to increase the quality. Even if it seems artificial at first. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. We're trying to chant in the mood of separation. We are, in one sense, not separated from Krishna. But Maya has separated our consciousness from
Krishna.
Therefore, we call out to Srimati Radharani and
Krishna,
they'll certainly reciprocate with us. Now, the question is what we're calling for. If we're calling for, well, we'll keep skipping that. Anyhow, we can have the end of that. We'll make it short. If we're calling, dear Krishna, give me a house, give me a wife, give me a color TV, Om Jai Jagadisha Hari.
Ako mantra nam kažemo, o dragi Krishna, daj mi kuću, ženu i televizor u boji, Jagadisha Hari.
I've discovered the holy name.
Otkrio sam sebe.
Think of a couple to our holy tongues. Desire tree.
Sebe ime kao drvo želja.
It's like a Aladdin's lamp. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna appears, yes.
Krishna se
house, wife, color TV, home by the sea.
Kuća, žena, televizor u boji, kuća kraj mora.
I can wait for my birthday, it's alright.
Mogu čekati rođendan, sve okej.
Now, what do we really want?
Ne, što stvari želimo?
Love.
Ljubav.
And what is it? So we have to chant happily. Love begins with happiness.
Ljubav počne sa srećom.
Brahma, Buddha, Prasanatma, Nishoshiti, Nakamshiti. Not hankering, not lamenting.
Nema jadikova, ne žudnje.
If we're doing business with someone, we can't love them. If we're doing business with someone, it's not love. If we want Krishna to take our problems away, whether it be our ill health, our debts, our enemies, and so on, my dear Krishna, I'm a pure devotee. I don't serve you so nicely. This devotee offended me. I'm deeply hurt. You know what to do. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. My dear Lord, I have this pain. I'm such a nice devotee. Alright, I'm patient. But you're a God. I expect more from you. So many different types of consciousness. I need money. You're the goddess of fortune. You're the husband of the goddess of
fortune.
Can you speak to your wife?
Oh,
So there may be so many different types of consciousness.
Možete biti mnogo različitih vrsta svjesnosti.
But we have to give these things up.
Ali trebamo napustiti.
And instead, happily chant.
I stvari trebamo lijepo mantrati.
Then Prabhupada said, when we're chanting, we're just listening happily.
I Prabhupada je rekao da trebamo mantrati, trebamo samo sretno.
Then we should try to feel Krishna's presence.
I onda trebamo osjećati, pokušati osjećati prisustvo Krishna.
And we're actually nicely chanting to Krishna and Srimati Radharani, then we will feel that Krishna will give us the intelligence how to feel their presence.
I ako lijepo mantramo Krishna i Srimati Radharani, onda će nam Krishna dati inteligenciju kako da osjećamo njihovo prisustvo.
And then spontaneously remembrance of Krishna will come.
I onda će spontano doći sjećanje na Krishna.
Spontaneously remember Prabhupada and his followers. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his instructions and feeling separation. And Radha and Krishna and their associates in
Vrindavan.
Then the chanting will be very nice. Then we'll like chanting. So this takes practice. Vishav Nivartante Neharasidenam Rasavargam Rasavargam Pram Drishva Nivartate. And then all these other thoughts will seem tuchava, insignificant.
So ostali misli će postati tuchava, beznačajni.
Or it said, Yadavidi Mamacheta Krishna Padara Vinde Nava Nava Rasa Daman Yujitam Usi. Tadavadi Vatanari Sandame Smari Mane Bhavati Mukha Shusti Nistivanamcha Vikara Shusti Nistivanamcha. Then we won't have to go around spitting. That will actually find the holy name is actually bring us into association with Srimati Radharani and Krishna and their associates. And then we'll be able to see how everyone and everything is related to
Krishna.
And especially the devotees, how they're dear to Krishna. Then gradually we won't be angry at the devotees. We won't try to exploit the devotees. We won't be, care about you, indifferent to the devotees. Then we can actually act as mature devotees. Krishna Itya Sigiritam Manasetriyeta. And who's ever chanting the holy name, we respect them within the mind. Krishna yasi gritam manasedriyetam dikshasti chat praniti vishavajantam isham. And those who are sincerely engaged in spreading the Sankirtan movement and worshipping Krishna in the form of the deity.
I one koji ozbiljno šire Sankirtan pokriti obožavaju božanstva.
Then we'll give up our false ego and try to cooperate with them in their service.
Napustit ćemo naš lažni ego i pokušat ćemo sređivati sa njima u službi.
And Sushu Shaya Shavajna Ananya Anya, and to those who are more advanced than us in chanting the holy name. We'll learn from them how to chant better. And that way become more engaged in spreading Krishna Sankirtan movement and chanting with more love and attention. Both of them are kirtan. And both of them will bring us to the goal of Krishna consciousness. So, thank you. Kohala. I think it's time for the shadows, so we won't have any questions.